Spending in the borough's general fund is expected to be at $9.6 million in the fiscal year that starts up in July. That would be a decrease of almost 12% from the current year, although a lot of that drop in spending is from money set aside last year for the police station and municipal building renovation project. Finance Director Jody Tao explained the proposed budget to the Assembly Tuesday.
This budget is based on what we currently know or have been told regarding the state of Alaska's budget. The state most likely will not have their budget approved before the new fiscal year begins. Once the state's budget is finalized, we may be doing a supplemental budget to make changes or budget cuts to account for any state cuts in borough and or school funding.
The money expected to come into the general fund next year is down just 1% from the current year. The borough is expecting a decrease in revenue sharing from the state, along with a 40% cut in the amount that the state pays Petersburg for operating a jail. Revenue from property tax and sales tax is projected to remain relatively flat. The borough's new tobacco tax is projected to bring in around $226,000 in the upcoming year. As for spending, some areas in the general fund, like the borough assembly, information technology, and community services, would see an increase from the current year. Other departments, like administration, the attorney, police, fire, public works, the library, and parks and recreation, would see spending cuts. Local resident and library board member Barbara Fish questioned those reductions.
Looking at the proposed budget, a lot of what was the criteria for decreasing or increasing the amount of the expenditures for the different departments? I noticed that some are a lot lower than the year before and some are higher. And specifically, the library and parks and recreation are a lot lower in expenditures. And at the library board, we've talked about the budget. But I was just curious what the criteria is.
Staff explained that the levels of change depend on each department. The assembly this Monday will be digging deeper into funding requests from one area of the general fund, community services. That's an area where spending would be going up with the proposed budget. That includes an increased funding request from KFSK Radio, along with a new funding request by the domestic violence advocacy organization Working Against Violence for Everyone, or WAVE. Tao highlighted those funding requests.
And I'm going to provide more information on Monday, but just to get you thinking, the Colossi Museum has requested $42,000 out of the general fund budget, Petersburg Mental Health Services $85,000, KFSK $19,000, Mountain View Food Services $12,000. Those are currently in the general fund balanced budget. WAVE just a week or two ago requested money. I'd already put the budget out. So that's another item that we're going to have to, the assembly's going to have to consider.
The borough's enterprise funds include local utilities and the harbors and are mostly supported by rates charged for those services. Some, like the water, wastewater, and sanitation departments, have small rate increases planned in the upcoming year, already approved by a past city council. The largest capital project on the list is the borough's top priority, renovating the police station and municipal building. The budget also includes some new capital projects. The borough plans to replace lighting fixtures in the swimming pool. Another new project would mean clearing trees along the penstock for the Crystal Lake Hydro Plant and building a rough gravel access road along that pipe. Another project would see repairs at the dam at City Creek, one of the borough's two drinking water reservoirs. That project would be contingent on a federal loan, and the loan would need approval by local voters. And the wastewater department is also planning to start composting as a way of disposing of sewer sludge. The assembly is just starting their review of the spending plan. Kurt Wallhuter commended the department heads for trimming their budgets.
At some point, I'm sure we're going to get a comment from the public that our budgets are just too low now. It's totally unacceptable. The services need to be increased. But in the meantime, I think we'll just keep kind of going where we're going, and I appreciate the manager and everybody for all their diligent work.
Mayor Mark Jensen agreed and noted the uncertainty with state funding levels.
I think in the back of all of our minds, we're wondering what the final cuts are going to be from the state. And then Jody's already got it figured out. We'll have to possibly have a supplemental budget hearing. So
the Assembly will not be considering the actual budget ordinance until March 21st. The ordinance takes three readings, and it could be approved by April 18th, the day after the state legislature is scheduled to be done with its work. In Petersburg, I'm Joe Wicknicki.